This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Passengers aboard a Virgin Atlantic flight from Barbados to London today were put into quarantine because of a mysterious illness aboard the plane. We get a report from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Staff say the quarantine measure was necessary after a number of customers had reported feeling unwell on board. Then on arrival, the passengers and crew were immediately taken to a reception centre near Gatwick Airport for medical assessment. One traveller tweeted that the passengers had all been on a cruise ship in the Caribbean and that it was believed the illness originated on the ship and not on the plane. He said the sickness appeared to involve a bad cough and possible chest infection. The airline says it's conducting a probe into the circumstances. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The former head of U.S. Central Command, retired Army General John Abizaid, was on Capitol Hill today, U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee for ambassador to Saudi Arabia. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Abizaid talked about complicating factors in the U.S.-Saudi relationship.
War in Yemen, the senseless killing of Jamal Khashoggi, rifts in the Gulf Alliance, alleged abuses of innocent people to include an American citizen and female activists, all present immediate challenges.
Abizaid is expected to win Senate approval. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is telling Saudi Arabia to release a group of women charged with harming the interests of the kingdom. There are reports the women have been tortured.
Today, allow me to voice my concern at the apparently arbitrary arrest and detention and alleged ill-treatment or torture of several women human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia. The persecution of peaceful activists will clearly contradict the spirit of the country's proclaimed new reforms. So we urge that these women be released.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor reportedly is set to put the women on trial. This is VOA News. A bomb and gun attack Wednesday in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 17 people, most of them construction company workers. Officials said five militants, including suicide bombers, staged the pre-dawn assault near an airport in the Nangarhar provincial capital, Jalalabad. More from AP correspondent Kathy Gannon.
It's not clear why they were targeted, but it would be probably because of their active involvement in the reconstruction in Afghanistan. Some of these militant groups have been very active in trying to dismantle any of the reconstruction that has been going on. They've been trying to target the infrastructure in Afghanistan.
That was correspondent Kathy Gannon from AP. A provincial government spokesman told VOA two suicide bombers blew themselves up at the start of the raid, allowing others to storm the office of a private company. Afghan security forces engaged the assailants and killed them to end the nearly nine-hour-long siege. London's counterterrorism police are trying to track down who mailed three small explosive devices to two airports and a major rail station on Tuesday. No one was injured, though one of the devices caused a small fire in an office building at Heathrow Airport. Two other packages were discovered at London's Waterloo Rail Station and at an office at London City Airport. A British security analyst says investigators from Ireland are looking into the origins of the packages because they bear stamps from Dublin. The Venezuelan government has ordered the expulsion of Germany's ambassador because of his support of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who was engaged in a political battle with President Nicolas Maduro. Caracas told the envoy, Martin Kreiner, he had 48 hours to leave for what is said to be Kreiner's meddling in Venezuela's internal affairs. The order came after Kreiner met with Guaido on his return to the country on Monday. Guaido is recognized by the U.S. and about 50 other nations as Venezuela's interim leader. Meanwhile, the United States announced more visa restrictions for Venezuelan individuals. That word from Vice President Mike Pence.
The State Department is announcing that the United States will revoke 77 visas, including many officials of the Maduro regime and their families.
A spokesman for South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he is proposing to begin a joint project with China to use artificial rain to clean the air in Seoul, where an increase in pollution has caused alarm. Experts have linked South Korea's increasingly dirty air to China's massive industrial activity and emissions from South Korean cars. Fine dust levels in South Korea have hit new highs over the past week as more and more people wear masks while commuting under thick gray skies. To keep up with all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.